Thank you, Lord. Things are happening already. Father, we thank you for your presence. We won't trade it for anything. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for the season you have brought us to. Thank you for the privilege to worship you. Lord, tonight, our hearts are open. Do to us what you have planned to do. Do to us what you have intended. Open our eyes to see. Cause us to go deeper in you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now we are going to be praying. Tonight we're going to take our time to pray. You see, this month we've been looking at a very important series titled Sold Out. Or which we have actually renamed to A Place for God. And if you may not have noticed, every sermon, every teaching series is very prophetic, carefully crafted by God himself to take us to where he wants us to be part-time. And if any of you have noticed, for the past few weeks, it's as if the intensity of prayers we've been praying in church has been heightened. Who has noticed that? It is very intentional, because that is what God is doing in this season. Lord has brought us into a new level with him. And in order to take advantage of it, we have to pray. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 2, 24. It says, rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over River Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Look at what he says next. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. It may look conflicting. He says he has given it to you. But he says begin to possess it and contend. That is what we are doing. That is what prayer does for you. Prayer helps you to contend, to possess what God has given to you. See, every prophetic word you receive, every word that our pastor speaks over us, it is a seed. There are things that you ought to do to partner with prophecy to see it actualized. Who understands what I'm saying here? And that is what we are doing by prayer. Prayer is that hatching, as it were, that helps us to incubate that egg until it comes into full maturity. Praise God. So we're going to be taking our time to pray now. Look, like Pastor said last week, that there are ways to get fresh fire, get fresh oil. One is spiritual alignment with God, under which he said prayer is a very important way to be aligned spiritually with God. Praise God. And as it were, this is the season that God has so ordained. Look, not all seasons carry the same weight. Not all seasons carry the same weight. Look at Matthew 26. From verse, 36 or so, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when he went to pray. That was a crucial moment in the ministry of Jesus. You see, he was on the earth for 3 years or 3.5 years, and he was doing mighty things, doing miracles, healing the sick, raising the dead, opening blind eyes. But if he did not complete his mission to die, as it were, all of what he did would have been wasted. And at that point, show us. He said, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit here while I go yonder and pray. The next verse. And he took with him Peter, the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Next verse. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Let's go on. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. What is happening here? You are seeing the humanity of Jesus. He knew he was supposed to die. In his ministry, he has been saying it. That destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will build it back. Even when he told Peter was rebuking him. He told them he knew he was going to die. But look at what he's saying here. If it be possible, let this cup pass away from me. As it were, Jesus was permit me to say, Jesus needed that prayer. He needed strength. Then, nevertheless, not as I will. And that was what he came here to do, to get the strength needed to forge on till the end. Look at the next verse. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Are you seeing that? This was a very crucial time that they all ought to be praying, and they were sleeping. And he went back and continued praying. I think it's in Luke's rendition that the Bible says that the angels of the Lord came and strengthened him. That was what he came to achieve in prayer. Guess what? If you can find that verse for me, it's still in this same chapter where he found them sleeping again when he was done, and he told them to sleep on. You will understand that there are times, oh my God, there are times when you ought to be praying, and if you are sleeping, you are wrong. There's nothing wrong with sleep, but when you look, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Next verse, 44. And he left them and went again to pray the third time. Go to the next verse. Look at it. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. So as it were, look, you've been sleeping. It's fine. Just continue sleeping. That window has passed. Oh God, may you not be sleeping when you ought to be praying. All seasons are not the same. And this season, the Lord is stirring us up to pray. Please pray. All seasons are not the same. Bible says in John chapter 6 that at a certain season, an angel of the Lord came to stir the water or to trouble the waters. And it so be that whoever could jump into the water at that time was made whole of whatsoever infirmity he had. So the same water, you can jump inside any other day, any other time, you will not be healed. But at the time when the water was stirred, you had to jump in. Imagine if when the water was stirred, you were tired or you were sleeping. You did not even know that the water had been stirred. You have to wait until the next season. The last time I felt like this was within 2020, 2021, where we could tell that God was moving us into a new dimension. We are going to pray because we need to pray. Like Pastor said last week, look, now that we are praying, join us and pray. There will be a time when we will not disturb you with prayer. There will be a time when Wednesday service, we'll just come and teach. But this time, we need to pray. Are you ready to pray? Today is 20th of August. August has almost finished. September, October. Before you close your eyes and open it, the year has ended. You are saying Happy New Year. I still remember Morph, the teaching we did in January, how emergence happened, how to emerge. It was as if it was not long ago. And if you're not careful, that is the deceptiveness of life, the deceitful brevity of life. You don't know how time will just pass, but that will not happen to us. You see, words have been prophesied to us. God has said many things through our pastor in the month of January. This is our year of emergence. We emerge with greater glory. In our careers, we emerge. In our ministry, we emerge. As a ministry, we emerge. But one thing you need to understand is that when words come like that, it does not end there. You have to go and pray. 1 Kings 18, Elijah told Ahab, get thee down and eat and drink, for I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Elijah himself did not go to eat and drink. He went back to go and pray. Pastor had explained this to us before, that when you hear the sound of abundance of rain, that is the time to go and pray. There are people here where you've seen that thing where it looks like it's going to rain. The cloud is dark, thick. But after a while, sun will just start to shine. That's how many people's lives are. You've spoken, I like that, God forbid. You've spoken so many words about you. You've written, you've checked your notes. Your note is full. You've written things, two full scrap sheets. What you need to do now is to go and pray. And you will pray until something happens. Are you ready to pray? Can you rise to your feet? We have less than 30 minutes to pray. Can you begin to pray in the Spirit for 1 minute? Kalibara hastesh kapariando gubeleke beletesh. Kora titi pariando grekte ivaira kapai rekete gede gede regede gede. Mai reki kabariando sombrakte jangai barrekete gede. Rekadianam brakte shiang te kaiba. My reke kaibu reke tekete. Ratatata kabada ruga de bedebeleta. A rege dinamai. Satoni hax te finamai. A reke te pali hon ton sepe lagababai. Rapataka pakasakata balagadozesh. Retetetekebeledebelede. Ratetetepelegedebeledos. Zetetepelegedebelete. This is the season where the devil is most active. Asaka pataka parete. Rekapali hasoni aktesh. Aragada balata. Eregedebelete. My rotetetepelegedebelete. Zotetepelegedebelete. My retetepelegedebelete. I regedebelete. My retetetepelegedebeletesh. Retetetepelegedebeletesh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Tell me in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Spirit, all that the Lord has said about me, all that He has said about my life, all that He has said about New Breed, all that He has shown us, we step into it in the name of Jesus. Oh, little bit, I begin to pray. Arekete kopala kabalata, arekete kaparekete kepeledeus, yete kaparatiana, arekete kedebelete. Oh, I am tired of where I am. I step into destiny. All that He has shown me. Put up Deuteronomy 2, verse 2 and 3. Aradina, atate kete kepele de beleting, my rokoto kepele dos, jete tete pori kata palamanata, arate kepele rebele beleda, eradina va, arate kete kepele dos, jete tete 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 belede, rete tete tete pa, zakapata kabalata, arate kepele te, and the Lord spake unto me saying, ye are done compassed this mountain long enough, turn ye not what? Akalia Balakata. Oh, I move forward. I advance. I move forward. I move forward. Asata Kapala Kabalata. Jete tete. Rete kepele de beledos. Uratena maikonton karatina vadani. I jata kapala gada. I jete tete. I rete kepele de beledos. Jete tete belete. Rotata kapala gada bada ragada ragada gada gada ba. Rete tete kepele ragada gada belegada belede. My eagles fly. My shete kaiba reketekete. Hey, is it you? Kalamandekebelete. Oh, I step into destiny. Everything you have shown me, everything I've written down, all the prophecies, oh, I see them manifest. Asata kapalata, I incubate it. I incubate it. Asata kaparekete kebelete. My shete tete belede. Jete tete tete belete. Rete tete kebelede belede beledos. Oh, somebody stretch yourself tonight. Arakapalakata. Rete tete tete tete. Jete kebelede belede. Arakapa. I rete tete tete belete. Rekete kete pa. A sataniana, a reconte gedebai, rekendon combrente kaba, a jata tata kapalada, jete tete kebele de belete, rete tete, my zoto kopele de belete, rote teke de belete, zakapata, a sata kapata kapalata, jete tete barrekete kete beledos, a rakapata bada bada raga degadega de bos, erade tete de gedebelete. My rete teke lebelete, rete teke lebele rege dege 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 kai. Shata tata pareke teke lebelete, aragina, aragina man. My rete teke lebelete, asa tata 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 kapalada, zata tata kapalata. I rege te, eh, my destiny, open, 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 open. Aso teke lebelete, rete teke lebelete, lebelete, lebelete. My rete teke lebelete, lebelete. Rekenia tabata bata.